When it comes to providing care for people with mental illness, Washington ranks in the bottom 5 states in the country. Our state has one of the highest percentages of adults with mental illness and one of the worst records when it comes to getting them the treatment they need. Meridian Center for Health wants to change that. We'll get more now from KUOW healthcare reporter Ruby DeLuna.
Michelle Heidecker has post-traumatic stress disorder. Over the years, she's learned to manage her anxiety and other symptoms with medication and coping skills learned through counseling. But last December, just days before Christmas, Heidecker, her husband, and teenage son became homeless. It started a cascade of crises.
We were very blindsided.
Heidecker didn't want to talk about what happened to protect her family's privacy, but she will say she was scrambling for help. The situation triggered her PTSD symptoms. She knew she needed to take care of herself in order to take care of her family.
So I came running in here at about 4:30 in the afternoon in a panic.
Heidecker came here to the Meridian Center for Health in Northgate. She was scared, shaking, and feeling hopeless. She remembers coming in thinking it would be weeks before she could see anyone.
Got to be able to meet with a crisis person right away, and I was completely surprised and was able to meet with the social worker.
I happened to be in my office.
The social worker was able to connect her with Susie Kroll, a trauma specialist.
And they gave me a little brief history about what was going on and what Michelle was experiencing. And I walked in and I said, "You look like you're having a rough go at it today. My name's Susie. How can I help you?"
She was like, "This is my specialty, and I'm going to get you through it." And she's been a rock for me.
Meridian Center for Health provides medical, dental, mental, and maternal support services under one roof. It's a partnership between NeighborCare Health, mental health provider Valley Cities, and Seattle King County Public Health. It's a new approach that makes it easier for people to get care, especially mental health, when they need it. The day Heidecker came in, she saw a physician, a social worker, and a crisis counselor all in the same afternoon. In most circumstances, she would have been sent to different clinics, probably in different neighborhoods, with different appointments. It might have been days, even weeks, before Michelle would have gotten help. Having the 3 services in the same building isn't just about sharing office space. Kroll says they actually work together and function as if they're an extension of their colleagues.
We've learned what to listen for the people that work in this building and for the people that provide services.
The providers keep their eyes and ears open for what patients may need.
I know cues and phrases that would be helpful for a doctor or a nurse to know or a dentist, and they hear words that they know would trigger them to call us and to talk with behavioral health people.
The goal of having everything under one roof is so that people don't have to wait long before getting help. Otherwise, the problem could get worse and would require intensive and often expensive services down the road. According to a recent state report, more than 25% of adults in Washington have mental health illnesses that aren't getting treated. Sometimes it's because of stigma, or it's because they have limited options for getting around.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I came in for some brochures.
The Meridian Center for Health opened last December. Its patients are mostly low income, usually with multiple and complex needs. When you walk through the doors, it's not clear what kind of clinic it is, and that's intentional. The mantra here is no wrong door.
We make it easy for people to navigate and get to where they need to go.
Kathleen Crump is the clinic's integration manager. She's like a traffic cop, helping people find their way to the right service. She says when people aren't feeling well and are financially strapped, the simple things we take for granted, like being able to find the clinic, could discourage them from coming in. Crump says the easier it is, the more likely patients will follow through with the care they need.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, fine.
Good. Can I help you?
Yes, it's because I'm looking for the
A couple clinic. Walks in. The woman looks frazzled. She shows Crump a piece of paper with the clinic's address.
Okay, so are you coming for a dental appointment? A dental appointment or?
I was have appointment this morning, 10 almost for 11.
Okay.
I never did it because they're making me a mess.
That's Maria Neal. Turns out her husband had an appointment scheduled in the morning. But there was confusion about the address. They traveled by bus across town. And by the time they found their way to Meridian, it's almost 3 p.m.
So are you here then to sort of reschedule your appointment?
For today, but now it's too late. We don't have a eat, we don't drink, no nothing.
Oh, it sounds like a really hard day.
Very, very bad. I'm sorry, okay?
You don't have to apologize. We're sorry.
Crump takes them upstairs to the dental clinic for a new appointment. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.